Previously on Spellcheck.
As soon as you start getting near one of the cylinders, you can see this pretty clearly. There is, you can see what's bobbing inside.
People.
Just the heads.
Maybe let the families decide what they want to do with
They're all dead.
My concern is that while we argue, the bad guy...
I like how Nita's still just okay. Slowly disappearing from the
Corrin follows. Corrin wants to smash the bad guy.
Everybody had also sort of climbed up into this hive following Nina, or climbed up the stair, like the spiral staircase, following Nina into this area. And you guys find yourselves in this hallway that is curving off towards the left. It's sort of circular, not unlike the corridor that you came up through in the last session. And you can see a golden light sort of emanating from beyond that curve off to the left. And let me see what you notice beyond that. Not much. The walls are more of that sort of mottled gray, papery stuff. There are these strings of honey just sort of dripping from the ceiling. And the walls are kind of riddled with these holes that are about the size of a soccer ball.
Ugh.
Okay.
That seems suspicious. Does it look like there are any little wasp bees in there?
Well, I think you would have to roll perception. Or investigate, whatever you would like.
But I'm not good at rolling things.
Why are you playing D&D then?
Oh my god.
Something said it was supposed to be fun. Oh nice, so I rolled a 20 for my perception.
Wow.
17
Sweet.
Plus 3. That
right,
means
so
I'm literally only going to get natural ones the rest of the episode, because that's how it always goes for me.
Oh, good. This is definitely a great session to do those on. You definitely see... crawling sort of in and out of those holes, or sort of around, you notice these sort of, well, they're like, they're about the size of, or like about maybe like 2 feet long and kind of hefty looking. They're these sort of almost larva looking creatures, but they have human heads. And they are sort of chewing through one is definitely sort of like munching on, like through a hole nearby. And you also notice through those holes that you can actually see these sort of chambers off to the sides, and they're not accessible. They are like there's no clear door that you can see. You can just see it through sort of like these holes, but there are women sort of moving around in those chambers, humming to themselves, and they are working on things like weaving and sewing. You also, gosh, okay, so you notice a lot. You are also going to notice that you can sort of hear the sound of water rushing around, but more distinctly towards the end of the hall. And you see these kind of golden flickers of light. And it's almost like, for you, they almost look like slight threads that you may recognize.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Have the little creepy larva with heads noticed us?
They don't seem to be paying much attention to you.
Nina's still following the thread, wherever that's
okay.
Going.
Corrin's going to get Nina's back and then just like keep an eye on the larvas to see if they respond in any way, or if they just kind of go about their business.
They're having a wall snack. They don't really... A wall snack.
Some of us can do other things while we're snacking. Thank you very much.
That's true. So it could be a snack and attack. Nina, I need you a snack attack. Yes. Thank God. Someone is going to jail. Nina, I need you to make a dexterity save if you were going to proceed into this corridor.
I mean, she's very much entranced, so I don't think that she would fight against being stopped, but she's just going. Dexterity save. Nina rolled an 18.
Interesting. Okay. I'm trying to think of how I want to play this. You are following this thread, but you kind of weave around, like, you just sort of naturally avoid, you are following the thread that you see, the one that's, like, leading to you. You probably see, like, the same kind of gold flickers that Corrin did, but you aren't paying attention to them. They aren't paying attention to you. Like, you're kind of just sort of weaving around them, following your own thread.
Okay.
And Corrin, are you going to follow her?
Yes, Corrin's just going to stick with her because he thinks she knows how to find the creature at the heart of this hive.
Excellent. I need you to make a dexterity save.
I mean, she might know, but not intentionally.
Corrin rolls an 8.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so who is the person you miss the most?
Let me check my notes.
Okay. And meanwhile, Illyria, Marzell, and Nolan, what are you doing?
We're in the same place as them, right?
Yes.
But they were ahead of us, right?
Yes.
We were following them. Like, we kind of ended the argument and started climbing the stairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just walk into the corridor. I don't want to do that.
Marzell would probably look into the holes in the wall.
Okay. Roll an investigation check for me.
Marzell's going to have a new fear. Got a 15.
You would see the same thing that Corrin saw of the women sort of meandering around, working, humming kind of mindlessly. And you would definitely see the larva having their wall snack.
Okay.
And they do have human heads.
Yeah.
Which is
fun.
Don't
we recognize those heads? Whose heads?
I don't think so. Because the majority of the victims are people you wouldn't recognize. And you did already find Garamond. That was fun. He's down in the what I call the nursery.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
No.
And Corrin, did you find your thing in your notes?
Yes.
Okay. So who is the person that you miss the most?
The person he misses the most is his friend Calder, who he kind of had a really big crush on when they were teenagers, and then when Corrin got sent off to the temple, they kind of fell out of touch. But they had been really close for a really long time. And Corrin always hoped that maybe after he finished temple, he would get to go back and they'd kind of pick things up where they left off.
Woo! Excellent. Okay, so you, as you are following Nina, you suddenly see Calder inexplicably appear blocking your path. And he says, Corrin, what are you doing?
Corrin turns like really red in the face. Oh wait, is Corrin seeing Calder like as he remembered him or as like a present version of him?
You are seeing the version of him that Corrin misses.
Oh.
If that makes sense. So it could, I'd say whichever.
So, okay, so it's been like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, Calder, why are you still so short?
Calder kind of like laughs and he says, why are you so tall?
Well, I don't mean to brag, but puberty was very good to me.
I can see that, but what are you doing here?
Well, there's a kind of a big monster that I'm hoping to beat up, who's done lots of bad things to my friends. What are you doing here?
Everybody else, you were hearing Corrin talk to the empty air. What do you do?
Nina's just walking.
Oh, God.
Marcel's just gonna turn to Nolan and be like, is this what we were doing earlier?
What do you mean?
I mean, when a bird flew through an illusion.
Oh, right. I mean, I was seeing the illusions as well. But I would assume it looked a little like this, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You do see Nolan, your familiar lands on Corin's shoulder.
Mm, of course.
And it is calling up a storm. And Corin, you feel this raven sort of... Well, actually, you
Peck
don't feel this
head.
Raven. you do feel something jabbing you in the head.
Oh,
but
no.
You can't see what it is. You can only see Calder, who actually looks kind of angry now. And he says, I don't know what... I think you're being attacked by something. Corin, let me help you.
Corin looks around. He's like, I don't see anything. And you still haven't told me how you got here.
I'm here to help. Isn't that enough? Make a wisdom saving throw.
This might not go well.
Mm-hmm.
Corin rolled another 8.
How did you break out in the first place?
I think I got saved by Malcolm both times.
Oh, that's right. That was very good. Yeah. Okay. So your head is hurting now. Like you are definitely feeling something. Like it feels like something is attacking you. And Calder's like, let me help. I think someone's trying to hurt you, Corin.
Corin laughs and says, "Don't worry, I'm a paladin now. Nothing can hurt me."
Pretty sure that's not how it works.
Can the raven like dig their claws in just a little? Just a nice little dig. Not breaking skin, but like a pinch.
Okay, let's see how we do this. Alright, Corin, what's your AC?
18.
Okay, that's not going to do it. Sadly, the raven does not make it. the raven does not. At least you can probably feel like some like you can feel something like definitely trying to scratch at you, but you don't take any damage.
Okay, Corin takes a step closer to Calder and like reaches for his hand, and he says, "How did you survive?"
Calder sort of blinks, and he says, "What?"
"I thought you must have died, or you would have come to find me."
Right. I got out. I don't, a friendly warlock helped me. It was amazing. I made so many good friends. And I can introduce you to one of them, actually. One of the people who helped save me.
Nip is here.
Okay, Corin, make another wisdom saving throw.
Corin rolled a 17 that time.
Corin, you realize that, do you remember what class Calder would have been? Or like what he wanted to study?
Calder was like really good at painting.
Okay. You remember that for one thing, warlocks aren't exactly common in the Cross. And even if there was, he probably wouldn't have just trusted a friendly one. This doesn't sound like the Calder that you know. You're starting to like catch on to something. And you, this time, not only feel something like biting at your ear, you see feathers at the side, like out of the corner of your eye, and Calder flickers.
Corin pulls his hand back. He says, "How come you didn't get any older?"
"I don't know what you mean."
"You're not really Calder, are you?"
I have an excellent skincare regimen. It's the vitamin C."
Did he say vitamin C?
He sure did.
Corin screams and says, "We both know it's vitamin E!" And he swings his hammer at Calder.
For the record, vitamin C serum works wonders. But when you do that...
Really? Vitamin E is really good for my skin.
Ooh,
vitamin C generally helps with brightness and an even tone.
Ding, 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 ding. So he wasn't lying about that.
Oh, my
but,
gosh.
I know.
Okay.
Listen.
This is a conversation I anticipated Nina having, but...
Okay. Corin is like very much on the vitamin E train and like making sure he maintains elasticity and stuff like that. He doesn't really have an evenness problem. Like he's got a very even complexion.
There we go. When you swing your hammer
through
Calder.
Red clay mask.
Yes. Note to self. so when you swing your hammer through Calder, he like it just passes through him like he's not even there. And then he vanishes. And you can see Nina is about halfway down the hall now.
Corin takes a minute and like wipes off his eyes, and then he charges after Nina because he's very mad at whoever is trying to mess with his emotions.
You mean me, the DM?
Yes. You've made a mortal foe this day.
Is my familiar still on his shoulder? Can it just chill out there?
Do you want the raven to stay there?
If Corrin's not opposed.
Corrin enjoys all animals.
Do you recognize that as Nolwenn's familiar?
So I feel like Corrin would recognize Cleary a lot more than he would recognize the raven.
Mm-hmm. The raven's a little bit dodgy, yeah.
And so I don't think he would recognize the raven, but I also think he probably wouldn't be bothered by the raven because, you know, he likes pets.
He likes pets.
Hey, y'all. It is announcement dungeon time. This is genuinely going to be very quick because I don't have much to announce. The big one is that Elle and Adib, a.k.a. Nina and Corrin, will be at the Louisiana Festival of Books in Baton Rouge on Saturday, November 2nd. So if you are in the South, you should go see them. I don't care if you are in... Does Arizona count as the South? I don't know. I'm from the Pacific Northwest. It's all the same to me. Anyway, if you are in the Southern Hemisphere, period, I expect you to go see them. I will be very disappointed if you don't. That's about all the announcements I got for you. So thank you, as always, for listening. And I hope you are enjoying this arc as it slowly winds towards its conclusion. And... thank you everybody for tweeting about us and throwing stuff up on the hashtag. We really do appreciate it, especially as we have a $0 marketing budget. And without further ado, I'm going to let you get back to the episode. Talk to you later. Bye!
Marzell, Illyria, Nolwenn, what are you doing?
I'm hanging back. I can see through the raven now.
Okay.
Wait, doesn't that mean you can't hear or see anything from your body?
Yeah.
So do we just look over and Nolwenn's just like...
statue.
Chilling.
Fucking catatonic.
Standing.
She pulled a baby Miss Cleo. She went away now.
Nolwenn's bigger than both of us. Mm-hmm. We can't carry Nolwenn.
I know. Illyria like snaps a finger in front of Nolwenn's face just to see if there's a reaction.
Nothing.
Wonder twin powers.
Marzell just knows what it is and goes, oh, Nolwenn, why right now?
So, question.
Mm-hmm.
Corrin's kind of in a there's nowhere for him, for like no turns right now, right? It's a pretty straight path.
Yeah.
Corrin's really, really mad and emotionally compromised. So he's going to charge ahead of Nina and like try to find the source of whatever's messing with his mind.
Emotionally compromised.
Okay.
Yes.
Captain.
He is like enraged.
Okay, so Marzell and Illyria, Nolwenn, you are along for the ride, basically. Marzell and Illyria, you are seeing Nina and now Corrin proceeding beyond your line of sight. What do you do?
Just screams in frustration. No.
Can Marzell try to walk Nolwenn forward?
I don't see why not. Like, Nolwenn, would you be aware of what's happening?
My raven doesn't have any kind, there's no kind of, like, there's no qualifier to the hearing and seeing through it. Like, so basically, I think we can make these decisions. Doesn't look like there are set rules for this.
Yeah.
Especially because this isn't a quote-unquote official patron. Like... it's kind mm-hmm. of...
Okay, so then it's up to you. Do you think that you would be aware of someone sort of steering you forward if you are seeing through the raven's eyes right now and hearing what it hears?
Yeah, because I would still be able to feel someone pushing me.
Great.
Yeah, would you willingly go? Like, let's just say you are aware of Marzell trying to sort of pull at you. What do you do?
Okay, still pretty pissed at Marzell. Let's just like make that clear, but I did know what I was getting into by doing this, so I would say yes.
Okay.
We got a whole road trip home to be angry at each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And glare across each other in the car seats in the back of the van as Rockwell steers and orders one black coffee for himself at the drive-thru.
Excellent. Okay, so... Corrin, as you are charging ahead, you have come around the bend, and as you do, you see a man that you do not recognize, but he looks a little like Matthew McConaughey.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Not where I thought this was going.
Now the real cosmic horror begins.
He holds out his hand and he says, "Well, hi there. My name's Bradley. What are you doing here?"
Bradley. Corin screams his battle cry, "Vitamin E!" And he swings his hammer at Matthew McConaughey. Because, first of all, let it be known that Matthew McConaughey is literally the opposite of Jeff Goldblum.
Okay,
fair.
And Corin is immediately filled with a sense of unease, distrust, and violence.
No one snaps out of the raven and goes, "All right, we gotta go around that bend now."
So, okay. All right. So as the situation is clearly going sideways, you see Matthew McConaughey, Bradley, sort of like take a step back, and he's like, "All right, all right, all right."
Oh my God.
And
this is the big bad. It's Matthew McConaughey.
It's Matthew McConaughey. And you see wasps starting to pour out through the holes. And he is flanked by a swarm of wasps. And I need everybody to roll initiative.
Oh, again, but we're so far away.
I would like to request a surprise round since I did say I was going to hit him with my hammer.
I'll allow that.
I rolled a 25 for his AC.
That'll hit.
And I 6 damage.
Alrighty.
Question.
All right.
Uh-huh. Where is the gold thread that Nina has been following? Because she's likely not gonna roll initiative.
It is proceeding past Bradley down towards that golden light that you see at beyond the bend of the tunnel.
Yeah, there we go.
I would like to say that I did think that you were going to do wasps like coming out of his mouth, and I'm really glad that that was not the direction.
Nope.
Well, see, now you have given her an idea, and you have no one to blame but yourself.
I can't believe it's not Nicolas Cage.
Oh, she was already thinking that. It's still going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see how wasps are involved in this fight.
Nina just continues past, if possible.
Yeah, I want to move. I'm just going to move where Corin is.
Yeah, and now that no one's conscious of, we're just like following her. That's fine. I am, at least.
Marzell rolled a natural 1 for initiative.
Oh no.
Which comes up to an 8, no.
Corin rolled a 16.
Oh, I rolled a 9.
First in the order, after Bradley takes his damage, Bradley, let me damage you, is Illyria.
My question is, who are we attacking? Are we attacking the wasps? Like, is Bradley involved? What are we even doing?
Yes, Bradley has produced a dagger, and he he's got a dagger. He's got wasps that are clearly like not attacking him. The wasps are looking very angrily at all y'all.
Okay, I'm just gonna attack him then. Okay, I forgot how to actually play Dungeons and Dragons, so let's let's follow this. This is gonna be fun. I think I'm just gonna use my daggers. Yeah, no, actually I'm very angry and I just wanna be done with all the bees because I am done with the bees. So I'm taking out my short swords. Yay! I don't use them a lot, so.
Excellent.
Yay, I got a 21 and a 7 piercing damage.
Sweet. All right, next up in the order is Corin.
How does Bradley look? Does he look like he's... Wait, why are we calling him Bradley?
Because that's his name. He introduced himself as
right.
Bradley.
Okay. Does Bradley look kind of dangerous or does he look kind of wimpy?
He is brandishing a knife at you, so that's your call. But he is also surrounded by wasps
that's
and looking
fair,
very angry.
Because a whole bunch of wasps did just come out of him. Corin's pretty, I don't know, Corin's very enraged. So Corin's just going to alpha strike. Corin's going to use his bonus action.
Jesus fuck. goodbye, Bradley.
To utter a vow of enmity against Bradley using his channel divinity of abjure enemy and gain advantage on attack rolls.
Okay, I'm going to pause you for a second. Mm-hmm. I need you to describe what it looks like for you to swear a vow of enmity against Bradley.
In Spider-Man Homecoming where his suit activates instant kill mode?
I do not, because I haven't seen
you Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man Homecoming?
It's not on Netflix or Hulu. Trust me, the agony is not unknown.
Oh, what? I am always paranoid about things like getting taken off streaming, so I own it on 4K and Blu-ray. Anyway.
Also, how did you not see it in theaters?
It was a difficult time for me, okay? I don't know. I think I just never got around to it.
Do yourself a favor and go see it.
Oh, yeah.
I will describe it for you. Like, Spider-Man's suit, like the big expressive spider eyes in his suit, they start glowing red and they narrow down to little pinpricks.
And that's what happens to Corin's eyes as he swears.
Corin's eyes as he swears
his vow of enemy against Bradley.
Yes,
Matthew McConaughey. Excellent.
All right, so he's going to attack with his Warhammer Indignation. He attacked with advantage. I take it a 9 probably doesn't hit armor class.
That does not.
However, because he's a level 5 paladin, he gets to attack twice for every attack action he takes.
Okay.
The second is a 19 versus armor class.
That hits.
So he does 19 bludgeoning damage, and he's...
Does he do 19 or 13?
Oh, sorry, 13.
Excellent. I was like, Jesus.
And he is going to expend a spell slot to use his Divine Smite.
Man, Corin is pissed.
So another 8 radiant damage against Bradley.
Okay, so let me play this out for you. You guys, so Nina, you have not noticed anything. No. You are just sort of
just
proceeding
along. Yeah.
Nolan, Illyria, and Marzell, you hear, clashing coming from up ahead. You hear the familiar dulcet tones of Bradley, who it appears did not actually go to go get help at all. He lied to you. And then you just hear, like, Corin's war cry of vitamin E. And Illyria, you get one slash in before Corin just fucking vaporizes Matthew McConaughey. There's a scorch mark on the ground where Matthew McConaughey once stood. Bradley. That's all that's left. You do still have wasps who look very pissed off. And I'd say, Corin, they are not too happy with you, my friend.
Well, Corin's not very happy with them either.
This seems like a business arrangement gone terribly wrong for everyone. They are going to attempt to bite you.
Wasps bite?
Sure fucking do. They roll, so that is a 21 to attack. Does that hit?
That will hit.
That's 9 piercing damage.
All right.
And Nolan, it is your turn.
Okay, so Bradley is down, but Wasp Squad is not.
Wasp Squad 1 is not.
In the construction of this hallway, just because we're all kind of like jammed into it on the visual aspect, are there people in front of me?
Corin is immediately in front of you. Illyria is to your side. Nina is sort of wandering forward. So I'd say the wasps aren't mysteriously bothering her.
Oh, but I have a movement. If I move kind of a few steps forward, will I hit the wasps and not hit Nina? It's very unclear what's going on here. For the listeners at home, they are all a jumble.
The wasps are attacking Corin, and you can see, not every wasp is on Corin right now, but a majority of them are having themselves a Corin snack this time.
Gosh, okay. This is not a good place for Nolan to be. Corin, you might get hit. Corin, how do you feel about getting hit?
Corin just bellows wordlessly in rage.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a...
As a soft maybe?
A soft maybe, yeah. let me look at my cantrips here, and let's see which one does moderately less damage. Not that one, okay. we're not going to hit you with a firebolt. That would probably hurt a lot. What if we we do a chill touch. How does that sound? That's also a lot of damage. You know what? No one does a lot of damage with her spell. This might be a very bad idea. So let me just ask a second time, just so we're clear, how do you feel about getting hit with a spell, Corin?
Corin understands that sometimes things happen in battle, and I don't think he would hold it against Nolwyn.
I will also allow, two things. One, if it hits their AC but not yours, Corin, that's fine. There's also, if you want to try to make a dex check to, I would say a dexterity, trying to think of how this would work. Let's do a dexterity save against Nolwyn's spell casting. That might do it, too.
Well, I'm going to hit a wasp with an Eldritch Blast, but you're kind of in the way. So,
if you yell duck beforehand, that helps with his...
Yes, yell duck and give me advantage.
Yeah, I'll allow that. Okay, if you give him adequate warning, then, you know. But play the scene out for me. What does this look like?
Okay. So Nolwyn lifts her hand, and it's engulfed in flames, and she looks in Corin and goes, duck. And then she shoots an Eldritch Blast. And that's a 13 to hit.
Okay. Corin.
That doesn't hit his AC, right?
It does not.
Yeah, what's your...
Corin's AC is 18. So Corin literally just, drops to the floor.
Ah, such trust.
Perfect. And,
that was...
That does hit the swarm of wasps, so that was good teamwork, everybody.
Yay.
And how much damage does that do?
10. Force damage. So they get splatted against the wall.
Yes, they do. And you see some very sort of dizzy looking wasps just what the fuck? I feel like I just went through a terrible haunted house. What the fuck? Good teamwork, everybody. Marzell, it is your turn.
The wasps are still up?
The wasps are still up, and I'm going to say... Point of inspiration for Nolwyn and Corwin. I've completely forgotten that I can award those. I'm going to give you guys both a point of inspiration for excellent teamwork, and it's going to move into the empty space. The wasps are actually going to sort of they can't stagger, but if they could, they would be staggering into the empty space between Illyria and Corwin. So they are no longer have to worry about hitting someone directly. I mean, if you fire a fireball, Corin, you may want to angle that very carefully. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Marzell's just going to sort of stumble, I imagine, since she rolled so low. Sort of trip a little bit over her own feet, oh my god, oh god, a lot is happening.
You tripped over a larva, is what you tripped over.
They have real human heads, you guys, I don't, okay.
Let me just, gross.
Marzell will lift up her hand and cast Firebolt at the wasp so that it sort of goes in a... area through them towards the wall, but not towards Corin. 9 to attack. God damn it.
That is sadly not quite going to
hit. So much damage. So little accuracy.
I know. God, that's... that would have been a really good hit, too. Dang it. But yeah, no, the wasps sort of, they do almost a Looney Tunes thing of, swarming, in a perfect O around the fireball. But it doesn't quite hit. And we are back at the top of the order. Illyria, it is your turn.
Okay. I'm just going to do my short swords again, honestly. It's just, there isn't much more. Illyria is not feeling creative today.
Stab the bees.
I'm going to stab the bees. I don't understand how you can actually stab a bee. I just accept the mechanics of it, but honestly, I don't know. I rolled a 24, and I have a 5 piercing damage plus 4. I don't know. I don't have advantage, but I don't know why it's giving me 2 rolls though.
I think one is for each sword. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm not gonna ask questions. So a grand total of 9, 24 is definitely gonna hit, and it's gonna eat some damage. So those wasps are looking like you've definitely taken. I just saw a yellow jacket go by my porch. Oh, I'm so mad. I specifically bought candles to prevent this. Anyway, I feel like this is revenge.
Yeah. Vindication.
But yeah, so the wasp, you definitely take out, you take a big old couple of slashes at the swarm, and you just cleave a couple of them in half. In twain. Corin, you are up. What would you like to do?
Corin is going to stand up. He's going to swing his hammer behind him at the wasps.
Okay.
He rolled a... Oh, I forgot to turn off advantage. Well, the first roll was a 25 for 6 bludgeoning damage.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, that definitely hits. And the wasps are not looking so good. Cool. There are, let's say there's about 5 wasps left.
Cool. Well, he attacks again for a 16 to AC.
Still hits.
11 bludgeoning damage.
All right. Yeah, you somehow do a cool-ass trick with your hammer and manage to splat the last 5 wasps, and they are dead.
Awesome. Corrin bellows wordlessly and then just starts charging down the hallway again.